The colorful and historic American journey of Andre Potter comes to life in a new book and a new retrospective exhibit showcasing his paintings at the Heatley Whitney Museum running September 13th through Sunday, November 17th. Andre is considered a master of pastel and oil, capturing exciting images of sporting life, including Kentucky's great passion, thoroughbred racing. Andre and Kasia, welcome back to WUKY. This is the first time you've been to this new facility.
Yes, and it's fabulous, really.
You've been to the old space many, many times, we're certainly glad that you come visit us at the new space. And you've got a new exhibit, and this has been a long time coming. This is a retrospective of your life work.
Yes, the last one of this caliber we had almost 10 years ago during the WEC at the UK Art Museum, but this time we have even more works, close to 96. It's my journey in America. So this is story about my life, more or less, here.
You moved from Poland to New York City.
Yes.
You lived there for a little bit of time.
Then in Dallas for 7 years. And here we are we celebrate 31 years last July.
You were just getting into the Arabian horses down in Dallas.
Back in Poland, because this was the breed that I was close to, and I paint them, I ride them. And then in Dallas, I continue this through doing some Orientalist paintings of Arabian horses.
Once you moved to Lexington, which was what, about 1988?
88, yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. When you moved to Lexington, you got into painting the thoroughbreds. Of course, we've got a few of them around.
Yeah.
Horse capital of the world.
Yeah.
And the sporting life, I guess, is an extension of that, which would be more than just the horses, but the whole variety of animals.
Yeah, you know, it was the dad's touch, anyway, to move here. And but I was missing this, let's call it, European culture of horses. And everything was different, closer to where we came from. Climate, landscape, etc., etc. And horses that I want to paint the way I remember or I knew. I didn't really digest my Western kind of fashion well enough to be fascinated with quarter horses or you know, the Western or cowboy style. So, yes, we moved here, and we live on Wimbledon Farm for 10 years. And it was really a fabulous place where we were exposed. I was exposed as an artist to everything what I paint.
I look at your paintings, and they seem so much in the moment and so much in the space.
Besides that, I'm fascinated with the horse, and I was thinking, what really makes this animal or subject so great to me or for me? I think that the part of it is, besides the size, is the movement. And I'm really good with this. I went through different stages of exploring a horse, and of course this fascination with the movement, gallop, with my military paintings back in Poland, and later here with those troikas, etc. But then I came to this level where I could create the movement of this almost still animal with an eye, nostril open, ears or neck, turning the head, all those elements creates a movement. This is really what I enjoy the most. And those are things that everybody knows. I mean, if you are a good observer, you remember those things. When the horse is running, you don't follow those steps of the movement. It's too fast. So this is what is my essence of my equine work.
You work in oils and pastels. How do you decide when you're starting to work, which you're going to work with? I mean, is it just one of those things you're feeling at the moment, or what's the process there of deciding which one?
It's a good question. sometimes, let's put it this way. I I discovered pastel as a really fabulous medium to work with, and I think that to a certain degree I really mastered this. I think even better than oil. I think a better painter because my skill with pastels, they opened me to a completely different dimension as a color perception and the way you mix. I mean, you don't really mix pastels, but like the impressionistic way when you put color side by side with another one, cool and warm, etc. Those are really very nice things, and you got braver to do this. You know, you experiment with things that you will never do with an oil. To choose which one I will do subject, I tell you what, I did every subject in both ways, either oil or pastels. For example, my very early, not early, but it was a time when Barbaro was on the top, I did the portrait of Barbaro in pastel, and it's a beautiful portrait. You know, you can put it side by side with any oil, good one, even the last Justified, and it's there's no difference in the quality.
Do you start with a sketchbook and just sort of notes on how you want to attack a particular painting?
Yeah, you know, it's a different when I do commission. Usually then you know what you're going to do, either a horse or dog or whatever. So I work with the camera. But then I have a moment, I study this, what is really special about this particular animal, or, you know, and then I create a kind of a composition and look for it. If I need extras, I go and work extra.
You've recently started doing Native American art,
yeah.
And I'm curious about this. Like, when you started that, and how you approach it. How different is it from doing some of the sporting life art that you do?
It's like day and night. However, there is no difference because what is really different is a completely new dimension in the knowledge. I had to study this, and I'm still, and I found it absolutely fascinating. Pity that I wait so long to do it, but I'm like a teenage boy who start to read books, and this is really, in the subject itself or technicality, there is no difference. There are horses, there are people, there is a costume, movement, color. So it's more or less exactly the same. It's simply different angle of it.
You're going to do a talk on Saturday, and this is before the exhibition. Of course, the exhibition opens on Friday officially, but yeah. On Saturday, you're going to do a talk before.
Yeah.
What can people expect to see when they come in to see the talk?
The whole idea of this exhibition is to give a little bit of reflection of our book that we did. It's over 200 pieces of my work. It's not everything what I did, but we selected this just to have a good representation of my work. What you're going to see at the exhibition, there are a lot of pieces from the book, and this is why I think it's worth it to see. And I'd like to talk about and show what I went through, and even finishing this with an Indian subject, it's my journey. It's my life journey because, you know, I came to America, I was almost 30, 28 years old, and the last over 30 years I spent here. So this amount of paintings that we will see, they are all, with the exception of one, started and finished here. I have one painting that I brought from Poland and finished here.
You mentioned the book. I'm going to bring Kasia in on this because she'll be able to speak on this pretty well. Kasia, the exhibition, Andre described it as expressing the book and what's in the book. Would you describe it as kind of a sort of a living book, the exhibition itself?
That's a great metaphor, Joe. It is exactly a living book. We map this exhibit with the chapters of the book. There is 11 of them. It reflects his American journey. We even started with the Route 66 idea, and we aim to have 66 paintings for this exhibit. However, the curator of the exhibit, Christina Bell, asked Andre to be part of the process, and Andre started to connecting with his old collectors, and the process snowballed. We are at Route 96 right now. So there is a lot to see, but also we decided to use the props that he is using in his studio. And there's a case with the silks, Native American artifacts. So it's kind of exciting. This will usher you in the, I think, in the mood of the exhibit. And then you go to the left and it, to the left room, and it starts with a very dynamic painting, which is called Polish Sleigh Party. And this is the painting Andre finished in 93. And the canvas really came with him from Poland. So he had this composition in his head, and it was maturing in his head, and he finally finished it 13 years later, and it coincided with the birth of his second child, of our daughter Ola. So in a way, he calls this painting as a closure of his nostalgic period for everything Polish and Polish subjects. And there is a few of those paintings in the exhibit. And then there are Polo that he started painting in Dallas. The Willow Bend Polo Club introduced him to the dynamism, and he was fascinated with Polo for a long time and still is. And then the equestrian subjects that he was exposed to in Kentucky. So fox hunting, racing, of course, the wonderful portraits of horses. His latest addition to his art is the portrait of Justify. So you can see it. You can see the portrait of Justify in this show. For that alone, it's worth seeing.
The book is called A Matter of Light, The Art of Andre Potter.
This is the first book of that scope. It's really a first comprehensive overview of Andre Potter works, over 200 pieces in this book. And I also want to mention that people who worked on the book, so Bill Rowan is our designer. We think he did a great job, so it had some unexpected twists as far as where he put the paintings and how he laid them out. We also have wonderful contributors. Lorian Peralta Ramos wrote the main story. She's an expert on the work of Sir Alfred Munnings, the icon of sporting art. But we also have other contributors who were essential in Andre's life and artistic journey. Many of them known names here, Mr. Ted Bassett, Ambassador William Farish. The foreword for the book is written by the Duke of Devonshire, who was behind Andre's London show. You know, Greg Lett and Crossgate Gallery organized the show in London 2002. It was a big success, wonderful event, and we continue these relationships with the people that has helped Andre's career along the way and are still with us. So this is exciting for many reasons, this one including.
Well, the big question is, the book, will it be available for purchase if people come to the show?
You can pre-order the book right now. The whole mystery of the book is that everything we were putting together and we were on deadline, and the whole edition will be here mid-October. However, you can see we advanced some copies so you could touch and see and skip through the book and see what you are getting. But you will get one in October. However, the book is on view, as I said, and ready to be ordered right now in the museum.
Well, this exhibition at the Healy Whitney Museum is going to be on display until Sunday, November 17th, so people will have plenty of time to see it. The book will be out by the time the exhibit gets ready to come down. It'll certainly be out by then.
Yes, absolutely. And ready for your Christmas gift as well.
Fantastic.
What we have already is a warehouse for this book.
Well, book that you brought in, if it looks anything like this, this is a very handsome volume. I can tell just, I mean, you know, it's exactly what you want out of a coffee table book. And I'm sure anyone who is a fan of horse racing, anybody who is a fan of art in general, you will find many, many beautiful visual representations of Andre's work. And it looks like there's, oh man, there's so many in here.
Beautiful
animals and beautiful. When you create a piece of art like this, Andre, I mean, I've heard people describe songwriting, and they describe writing a song. It's like a child, you know, like it's just you let it go into the world, and it kind of grows up on its own and evolves in the ears of the listeners. I'm not sure if that works the same way for a visual artist. When you have a piece of work and you're looking back on some of this art that you did so many years ago, how does it touch you? Do you look at it like through the eyes of somebody who's just an observer, or do you remember the moments that you put that pen to the page, to the brush to the page, whatever, you know?
It's a really good question because, truthfully, each painting or each artwork of mine is a kind of time capsule. It's like you see old car and everything what they did then, ideas, the ability, technically, etc., is there. My ability to paint on certain level, my sensitivity, whatever was going on around me is in the painting. I don't try to convey any ideas in my paintings. I keep them for myself, and I have plenty of them. but what I take care of painting a painting is a potential buyer. I want him or her to enjoy a painting, and this is my main focus on. I mean, beside technical side of it, etc., I think about the potential buyer. Now, when painting is done, very often I hate it. I hate it because I am tired of it. It's you know, and I am washed off of my emotions, etc. But later when I see the same piece, it's a pure joy. I like my paintings. I like when they go, simply when I sell them or they have been sold, because it's not just a money. It's a fact that people like it. And I am kind of a performer too. I do it for somebody to enjoy it, okay? And through this, it's a proof of acceptation, or that people really follow, they like it, and they will go to have it.
One thing I hear from people who create art, whatever variety of art that it is, they like what they're working on right now. Like that's mm-hmm. their favorite. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that way, or are there ones where you feel like, wow, I captured that perfectly. That's going to be hard to top that.
I tell you what, I rather will go with whatever do right now, because I'm not the artist of one subject or whatever, you know, genre, or whatever. I do practically everything. I mean, I do horses, I do jockeys, I do fox hunting, I do darts, hunting darts, dame darts, you know, bird darts. And portraits of people. So when I'm tired of something, I jump to another subject, and from another to another. And I have some paintings that I stay in front after years. I get amazed that, you know, how well I did this. And but this was a different stage because of my age. Okay, it's you may think that artists are burning out of energy or ideas, etc. This is why I think I jump on Indian subject to rejuvenate myself, to go to completely different dimension, using what I am capable to do with completely different environment. And as long as I can rejuvenate myself, you know, everything what I do is fun.
I also want to add to what Andre have said about his subject, and I think with portrayals, and there are many of those in the exhibits as well, there is a gallery of portraits, so to speak. You will be surprised how many people he has painted. He gave, and he still keeps giving, presents to certain thematic subjects, but also personas like the jockeys. There is a whole wall of silks and jockeys, and of course many of them commissioned by the farm owners. But they are like the silks are coat of arms of racing farms. So they are really worn with pride and distinction by these jockeys. But on top of that, he gives presence through these portrayals to the jockey as an athlete. There is one in particular that is featured in the exhibit, and it's Ramon Dominguez.
Yeah.
And this is a frontal view of Ramon Dominguez. And there is also an interview in the book that I was a part of with Ramon. And he talks about the hurdles and about the pitfalls of the career. But on the other hand, they need representations. They are a big part of this sport. And the same with Native Americans. By portraying them in their native costumes, in them talking to them, and having their depictions, even if part of it is his imagination, on the walls of the museum or in people's homes, he gives this societal presence.
Yeah, and this subject, it's not just subject I paint. This subject I really study. For a few years, we are going to Montana, and I work with real native Crow Indians, and there are a few others too, but from different tribes. This is absolutely fabulous experience. It's not just me, it's all of us. I mean, my family, kids who are practically adults right now, and they take a break. One is from New York, the other from Washington, D.C. They are arranging this to have time and to go with us for 2 weeks, where we are just exploring, and it's a fascinating thing, really. And I really study them. I made them real. I mean, this is how I want to portray them. I want to give them really who they are.
The exhibit is Andre Potter, An American Journey, at the Healy Whitney Museum, Saturday, September 14th through Sunday, September 17th. I understand the exhibit actually opens on Friday, but if you want to see Andre, he's going to give that artist talk on Saturday.
1 o'clock on Saturday.
Kasia, Andre, thank you so much for coming into WUKY and telling us about this amazing exhibit and your new book.
Thank you for the invitation. We are really thrilled to see this new facility. It's wonderful.
Thank you, Joe. Glad to be here.
I'm Joe Conkright for 91.3 WUKY.